This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission today appointed special observers in 6 states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crores, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where the simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The special observers have been entrusted with the crucial task of supervising the randomization of personnel, security forces and voting machines, thereby preventing any attempt to subvert the democratic process and ensuring a level playing field. They will also seek inputs and coordinate with regional heads and nodal officers of various agencies involved in monitoring activities. The special observers will have special focus in border areas and work on the border sensitivities in plugging the inflow of inducements. The Commission has also deployed special expenditure observers in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Odisha to clamp down on money power in elections and strengthen the existing election expenditure monitoring. The BJP today released a list of 112 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Odisha. Jai Narayan Mishra will be the party candidate from Sambalpur, while Manas Kumar Datta will contest from Balasore assembly seat. Sitanshu Shekhar Mohapatra will fight from Bhadrak and Krushana Chandra Patra from Dhekanal assembly constituency. BJP MP Ajay Nishad has joined the Congress. He was inducted into the party in the presence of party leaders Mohan Prakash and Pavan Khera in New Delhi. Ajay Nishad, who is an MP from Muzaffarpur in Bihar, was denied a ticket by the BJP in the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency. The Prime Minister spoke about the steps taken by the NDA government for the development of the state. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency against the Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. Prime Minister criticised the Congress party for neglecting national interests. Voting is to be held on the 19th of April in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. The Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that BJP is planning to arrest 4 more of its leaders in the coming months in the liquor scam case. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader and Delhi Minister Atishi alleged that BJP is using central agencies to crush the AAP. She claimed that BJP approached her and threatened her with arrest if she didn't join them. She added that along with her, AAP leaders Saurabh Bharadwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Raghav Chadha will be arrested in the next 2 months. The BJP has hit back at AAP on the allegation that Atishi was approached to join the BJP. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva termed the allegation as false. The Civil Aviation Ministry has sought a report from Vistara Airlines regarding flight delays. The ministry has said that airlines have to comply with the Directorate General of Civil Aviation or DGCA norms to ensure passenger facilitation in case of cancellation or delay of flights. It said Ministry of Civil Aviation is monitoring the situation of Vistara flight cancellations. However, flight operations are managed by airlines themselves. Several flights have been reported cancelled due to operational reasons. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. The Democratic Republic of Congo appointed Judith Suminwa Taluka as the African nation's first woman prime minister. President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of the Congo made the appointment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.